Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm Mike Clark, podcast editor for the Cochrane Library. Two of the Cochrane reviews that investigate different ways to deliver health and social care services look at the qualitative and quantitative research into a strategy called Hospital at Home. In this podcast, Roses Parker, Cochrane's commissioning editor, talks with lead author of the March 2024 Qualitative Evidence Synthesis of Implementing Hospital at Home, Jason Wallace, a physiotherapist and researcher at Monash University in Australia, and Sasha Shepherd, researcher at Oxford Population Health, University of Oxford in the UK, who led the Cochrane review of the quantitative effects of admission avoidance hospital at home, which was updated in March 2024.
Hi Jason, hi Sasha. Jason, to begin with, let's start by defining what hospital at home actually is.
Yeah, hi Roses. Hospital at home is a service designed for people whose condition would normally need treatment in a hospital bed. It typically involves the patient staying at home with visits from a doctor, nurse, and allied health professionals, such as a physiotherapist, who they would normally see if they were in hospital. And one type is to avoid admission to hospital with patients referred by emergency physicians or general practitioners. And the other main type is early discharge, and that's designed to shorten the time that patients need to stay in hospital.
Okay, thank you. That's a helpful introduction. So now, would you talk about why you did a qualitative evidence synthesis of issues around implementation of hospital at home?
Yes, hospital at home's been an important service for some time, and there was a rapid acceleration during the COVID-19 pandemic due to the increased demand for hospital beds. And however, you know, despite increasing certainty about the benefits of hospital at home on patient outcomes, you know, there is little guidance on how to implement and sustain it on a wide scale. Now, this led us, you know, to try and find and analyse qualitative research evidence that had explored implementation of these services from all stakeholder perspectives.
Okay. So did you find the evidence you needed?
Yes, Roses. We found 52 qualitative studies from 13 countries. And these studies had interviewed more than 2,000 people, including patients with a variety of conditions such as stroke or pneumonia, their family caregivers, health professionals delivering or referring to hospital at home, as well as health managers and a few policymakers.
Great. And what do these studies tell us?
Well, first, we learn about several barriers to, you know, admitting their first patient to hospital at home. And arguably the most important findings was the reluctance of some hospital specialists to refer patients to the service, and some also found it challenging, you know, to identify eligible patients.
Okay, and how did hospitals manage this challenge?
Yeah, the key was very early engagement with the hospital specialists and emergency physicians who refer the patients, you know, whose trust needs to be built so they become comfortable to refer patients to hospital at home.
Okay, that's a helpful message for implementers. Were there any other challenges for services to get started?
Yes, there were. Regulations were a barrier that stopped services getting started and admitting patients. Now, this means that health service leaders, you know, need to understand if there are any regulatory requirements to deliver hospital at home or specific components. Now, for example, in a study in the US, regulatory approval was needed if the service was to deliver medications to a patient's home, and it was challenging for some services to gain that approval. There are also financial barriers. You know, although we know, you know, it's likely to be cheaper to treat someone at home rather than in hospital, policymakers and those responsible for hospital finances need clear evidence of financial benefit, or at least of the service not costing more. However, some services found it really difficult to measure the financial impact of hospital at home for their hospital. And this was particularly so for private hospitals that had multiple payers to deal with. Some overcame this by starting small with a limited number of eligible patients before expanding their service.
Okay, thanks, Jason. That's a really useful summary. So turning to Sasha, can you tell us more about the evidence on costs and patient outcomes in your Cochrane review and how this fits with Jason's?
Thank you, Roses. By happy coincidence, we're able to update the Emission Avoidance Hospital at Home review while collaborating on the Quality of Evidence Synthesis. This helped with the interpretation of the trial evidence in our review and identified questions that could be answered by the Quality of Evidence Synthesis. And one of the difficulties we encountered with the quantitative review was interpreting the cost effectiveness evidence, because the trials used different approaches to costing resource use and indeed included different resources in their calculations. And then unit costs inevitably varied by country and sometimes within a country. So, for example, one of the trials that we included in the updated review was a trial I was involved with, which we conducted in the UK. And we found that hospital at home was a cost-effective alternative to hospital admission for an older population. And this was driven by a reduction in time spent in hospital, and fewer people in hospital at home group had a new admission to residential care. However, it's difficult to say if this would be replicated in other health systems. So while overall 12 studies reported cost data, as I mentioned before, using different items for costing, in general, hospital at home did appear less costly than hospital, but with a range of different values and follow-up times, there's some uncertainty about this.
Okay, and what about other outcomes? For instance, is hospital at home safe for patients?
So in terms of effectiveness, few studies actually reported adverse events. So that's not that they were reporting no adverse events occurred, but this just wasn't being reported. But we are quite confident that certainly for an older population, hospital at home did not appear to make a difference to the number of people who died when compared to receiving hospital care. And similarly, we're quite confident that the risk of a new admission to residential care was reduced for an older population who are allocated to hospital at home rather than admission to hospital. Surprisingly, few studies reported on patient satisfaction, but those that did reported generally an increase in patient satisfaction for those who received hospital at home compared with hospital. And then, as is often the case, we're looking at length of stay data. This varied among the trials.
Okay, thank you, Sasha. Coming back to you, Jason, did the other key themes arise from your qualitative evidence synthesis?
Yes, there were several. You know, safety was probably the number one concern for patients considering having hospital at home, and also a physician's decision to refer them to it. You know, for example, you know, patients were concerned about being home alone when unwell and not having that round-the-clock staff supervision that they would have if they were in a hospital bed. And on the other hand, there are also privacy concerns with patients and the caregivers, you know, not wanting staff in their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Another major theme related to the specific workforce, skills and processes needed to deliver hospital at home. And what helped was having a hospital at home manager and clinical champion who drove the service. They had experience of working in a hospital and could instill a positive culture and confidence in the team. And the manager could encourage their team to generate, you know, innovative ways to make hospital at home more efficient and also ensure protected time for staff training.
Okay. What did caregivers think about the patient being at home? Did this matter?
Yes, you know, the impact of hospital at home on the family caregiver was very interesting. And while the impact could be positive, such as, you know, they didn't have to travel to see their loved one in hospital, what really surprised us was the impact could be particularly negative on caregivers. You know, they reported disruptions to their sleep, unusual routines such as their work, or felt stressed, untrained, you know, unsupported, and even unpaid.
Okay, so what about growing the service and making it sustainable?
Well, that was another key theme, and for sustainability, established services expanded the referral options, so they included more conditions and more acute wards or departments and more primary care practices. And interestingly, you know, some leaders felt it was easy to recruit staff because, you know, their staff wanted to work in hospital at home, which, you know, is seen as an attractive role. But on the other hand, one study conducted in a rural setting, now, they reported staff dissatisfaction because of the amount of travelling in the car.
Okay, thank you. We've talked about a lot here. Sasha, would you be able to sum up what all this means for health service leaders?
Yes, of course. So firstly, from the updated quantitative review, hospital at home seems to be an effective alternative to treating patients in hospital. From the qualitative evidence synthesis, though, there are several things for healthcare leaders or those planning these services to consider. So one of these, which Jason has mentioned, is around the sort of uncertainty from specialists on who to refer to hospital at home. Secondly, around staff training, again, Jason mentioned this. This needs to be attention around staff training, which should include advanced training to expand the roles of staff, and this will increase the capacity for medical care in the home. And then finally, again, as Jason mentioned, really giving attention to the caregiver and recognising their role, often a very important role, and providing support to the caregiver.
Thanks to you both. So if listeners would like to read the reviews, how can they get hold of them?
Yeah, so the both reviews are online at cochranelibrary.com, and links to both appear with a very simple search for hospital at home.
Wonderful. Thank you both so much for your time. And yes, thank you so much.